Hey there, welcome to the Eclectic Hedge Witch podcast. I'm here today, and it's been a little while since I've recorded. Honestly, I've just lost all track of time, given the fact that I have not been left my house due to recent current events, so I totally dropped the ball there, not knowing what day was what. But I'm back, and here today. And I was thinking about what to talk about, because I had no idea. So I figured I'd talk to you today while I'm getting ready and doing my makeup, and talk about ways that we can all keep busy while we're all at home. Now, obviously, I'm sure many of you don't need help with this, but I figured, given that this is a witchcraft podcast, I'd talk to you about the ways that I've been keeping busy and getting a little bit more into my craft. Now, one thing that, this is something that I did beforehand, the most important thing, I guess, is establish some kind of routine, with what you do. This is, again, like I said, what I did beforehand. I had a regular thing that I did. I'd go to my altar every morning, refresh any offerings, you know, say anything quick that I needed to. Then when I got home, that at the end of the day, that would be when, in the evening would usually be when I did any kind of ritual or work. So doing things like that. I also have a little planner as well that I use. I have the Witch's Practical Almanac. It's from Microcosm Publishing, and I use that to plan out when I'm gonna do things. So it'll have everything from moon phases to, like, where the moon's at, what's going on, you know, what timing to do best, and it'll have notes for when it's best to do different kinds of work, which is really nice, so it makes it really easy to plan out a good time. I also have a witchy calendar for 2020 that also lists things like sabbats and moon phases and when the moon's in whatever sign, things like that, so that also helps. Granted, I guess that only helps if you know what day it is, but if you are keeping track well enough to see all that, that definitely helps. So yeah, for refreshing daily offerings, another thing is if you've got that extra free time but want to do something, if there's any kind of spell work that you find that you commonly do, or any kind of offerings that you commonly give that take any kind of prep work, so maybe like an herbal blend, or maybe create making candles, things like that, if you have that kind of time, or the supplies as well, that can also be a nice way to keep busy. I know I've mentioned this previously, but if you don't have supplies to make candles, but you've got like herbs that you'd want to put into them, or oils, as well as tea lights, you can put your tea lights in a pan, fill it up, put water in until it's about halfway up the candles, put the pan on low heat on your stove, wait for the wax to melt, sprinkle in whatever you're going to put in the candle, and then turn off the stove and let it just harden again. Just one warning though is you're pretty likely to also get wax on that pan, so make sure it's a pan that you don't care if you get wax on. But it does work as a pretty nice little way to just kind of be lazy with your candle making. It's also really cheap too, because all that stuff's really cheap. I've noticed, this isn't something that I do, but it's something that I know a lot of other people do as well, which is a lot of people take extra time and will like write down stuff for their Book of Shadows or Grimoire or Spellbook or whatever, and they'll take that extra time to write things down beforehand, take notes about them, and then they'll go and put it in their grimoire later to make it all nice and pretty and make sure they have everything down in there. I just kind of write everything in as I go, so mine's kind of messy. But if you do that, maybe now's the time to gather all those notes and stick them in there and really take the time to work on it. Another thing that I'm also doing in that same vein is I've got some witchy books that I've had for a while that I just haven't read that I've now finally started to read. There's two that I'm currently working on right now. Right now I'm reading The Witch's Book of Mysteries by Devin Hunter, as well as Fairy Witchcraft, The Forbidden Mysteries of Fairy Witchcraft by Stormfire Wolf. And both so far are very interesting books, so I definitely recommend both. Definitely recommend it though. Devin Hunter's books for the Witch Power series, from if you're intermediate to advanced, and then the Storm Fairy Wolf book that I'm looking at for fairy witchcraft. I would definitely recommend if you're a bit more advanced. It's definitely not beginner material. But if you are a beginner, a few things that you can do, especially if you don't have like a bunch of supplies on hand and you're not able to get things sent to you, or if you just don't have the cash because, you know, you might not be working. A lot of things, the big thing that I always suggest anyway to baby witches is take time to meditate. Now, by meditate, I don't necessarily mean just sitting around, you know, crossed legs and trying to think about absolutely nothing. Your version of meditation can be anything that brings you to a sense of calm and focus. So for me, things like painting very much go in that vein. Some people find that it's yoga. Whatever it is that kind of brings you to that really chill, like calm place where you're very focused. Or even if you're into programming, maybe that project you've been wanting to work on. Granted, that might not be calm focus, that may vary turn to angry focus. But yeah, I've got a few things that I just haven't started yet. But I've got a few projects that I've actually managed to finish, and paintings that I've managed to make, and I'm happy with that. So yeah, meditation. It's a good thing to learn to help get you into the right headspace for when you are doing work in your craft, but it's also good for your mental health while you're locked up. And, voice got a little hoarse for a second there. Another thing is to take the time to cleanse your space. This is something that I never really did beforehand, simply because, well, it's not that I never did it, I just didn't do it frequently enough because I'd always forget about it, I'd just be so busy, I'd be all over the place, whereas now it's a lot easier to remember, oh hey, I should just do this and just do it whenever. There's tons of ways to cleanse your space. You can, of course, there's the most common way that most people use, burning sage. There's sprays that you can buy, there's different kinds of herbal blends you can burn, you can use, smoke, incense, things like that. You can also use things like singing bowls or other forms of sound. I think, I've heard that there's Spotify playlists. I haven't actually looked into any myself, but I've heard there's Spotify playlists for music to help cleanse your space. Things like that you can always do. Tidying up will actually also assist in that. And then once you've cleansed, take some time to bring in something good, so that way, because you know, if you just empty out that space but you don't bring anything else in to fill it, any of the bad crap you might have been trying to cleanse out can just come straight back, which will essentially just have made the entire cleansing not really effective. So remember to do that. Another thing that I find has really been helpful, especially since I'm still also working from home and there's still that stress associated just with, you know, regular day-to-day work life. Like, it's not crazy, but, you know, just regular, I think, that everybody gets from working. Just taking the time to kind of ground yourself and remind yourself that it's all okay, you are where you are, you're good. And to really just take care of yourself. And so things like self-care, ritual baths are super nice if you've got the supplies, or ritual baths. I usually just put in some salts and some herbs for whatever I'm wanting to do, burn a candle, and just chill out in the tub. It's kind of a very nice, chill way to do whatever you're doing. Whether that's spell work or ritual or anything like that, I had gotten from a subscription box a little herbal blend a while back for Ostara, and I used that on the day of for that Sabbat, and that one was super nice because I didn't have actually anything really prepared, so that was just a nice way to be able to just chill in the tub and celebrate. And it's super easy too, which adds to it. Another way that I've also been keeping grounded, keeping chill, keeping somewhat sane is gardening. Now, I should mention that I don't live in a place where it's actually warm enough outside to garden outside, because there's a lot of snow still on the ground, but I do have a ton of plants inside right now that I've just been tending to and keeping, and I've been trying my hand at propagating from cuttings. It's not going well. I'm not very good at it yet. I might have to try a few times before I get it, but I have the time to do it, and I can take the time to really check on the plants every day and see how they're going. So far it's not so bad. I've been keeping up pretty good with everything for the most part. But I do hope that all this eventually is okay. I know right now there's no obvious end in sight for what's going on, which sucks, but at the end of it all, we'll be pulling together and it's all gonna be okay eventually. But so to not get dreary on here, I hope everybody here is doing okay and that everybody has been able to take care of themselves, take care of their families. Right now, we've got family members who are showing symptoms that we've had to do errands for and go out to get groceries and stuff, and hope to make sure that they're okay and keep an eye on and check in on and avoiding all contact with us. So it's not ideal, but luckily, for the most part, everybody seems okay. And hopefully it's all nothing. They have been tested. I'm still waiting on results, but it'll be, regardless of what happens, we're hoping for the best. So, and I hope that anybody who's in the same boat here is also doing okay. And that your family is all good, and that you're all good, and that even if things do start to get a little dicey, that everything turns out okay in the end. It's a stressful time for everybody, I think, and I hope, I know everywhere is different in terms of how intense any lockdowns and stuff are, and I know right now where I am, we can still, it's pretty locked down, it's pretty limited as to where you can go, like parks and stuff are closed, but we can still go for a walk down the street, so long as everybody's just mindful of keeping distance. But if you come across someone else, and for the most part, everybody's really, really good, which is good to see. Most people are really cooperative. Like, I went to the grocery store the other day, and they were asking people to wash their hands as they walked in, and they had markers on the floor for arrows telling you where to go and what direction to walk in to help make sure that it could be very easy for people to properly distance. They had markers for how far away you're supposed to stay away from people before you keep going, and they were sanitizing everything, so I think it's good that they're taking a lot of steps. Also, I was looking online at some of the local witchy stores, and a lot of them are luckily still open. Well, they're not necessarily open for people to walk in, but they are still able to take online orders and do delivery, and they're still able to keep in business for now, which is good to see. I was very nervous for a lot of them, as it's a difficult time. I'm waiting for payday to roll around. I want to buy a few books from a few different places in town. I'm going to try to spread it out a little bit because I don't want any of them to close. I love all of this. I love many of the stores that we have in my area, and if I can, I'm definitely going to try to support them. And if you're able to, that would be awesome if you can support your local witchy businesses or metaphysical or new age or whatever shops as well. Because it's definitely a difficult time, I can only imagine, especially if it's a small local business. There's a few places in town that I already know of, just pretty much as soon as it got announced that non-essential places were supposed to close down. Luckily, I guess there's not really anything great about that, but right now, for the most part, I guess we're lucky that not many places in my area have had to yet. But I don't mean to get too into world events right now, but because I'm sure everybody's a little oversaturated with what's going on. But it's difficult not to talk about because it's literally something that's dictating a lot in everybody's lives. How can you not? But we're all gonna pull through. Also, fun note and fun little thing. I've heard a lot of people say, "Oh, don't cut, dye, or bleach your hair while you're in quarantine." And I can now say that I also have green hair. It used to be light brown, but now I have green hair. Because I'm not going to listen to dumb things like that. Because if you're going to cut, if you wanted to ever try out a certain hairstyle or a certain hair color, the perfect time to do so is when no one's going to see you. And let me tell you, I look great with green hair. This is a wonderful discovery. I'm not letting anybody tell me different, and I'm gonna keep going on like this. And I'm gonna keep dyeing it. Granted, getting dye-in is very difficult right now because everywhere's prioritizing essential items. Which I totally get, but I managed to get my hands on enough, but it's all looking pretty faded because I have a lot of hair and I wasn't able to get like enough on all of my hair, so it's kind of like a faded green, but it's okay. I like it. It still looks good. Alright, so that's pretty much all I got for today. I'm hoping next time around I'll have something maybe more fun. I've been going through some of my old books as well here, and I've been finding fun little spells and stuff that I think I might share. Actually, you know what? While we're at it, I'm just going to pause this recording quick, and I'm going to go get one that I really like that I've been using right now that doesn't require you having to run out and get supplies at all. One sec. Okay, and I'm back. So, I found the book that I was looking for. Now, this is one that I bought many years ago. Well, I say that like it's forever. I probably bought it when I first practiced, which I guess was like 8 years ago when I was first starting. And I've never really, I kind of looked at it, but I never really used anything in it. It's the book A Spell a Day by Cassandra Eason. And I bought it at first because I wasn't sure when I was first starting it in my witchiness as to how to really craft a spell. And I bought this because it's basically a book of 365 spells for various things, and I wanted to look and just see how somebody else crafted them. I never really used them. Now, this is going to be a silly thing I'm about to say, but it's for whatever reason. I don't know why I got this idea in my head, but I did. It stuck around for probably longer than it should have. But for a while, I kind of had the idea that if you were going to cast a spell, it had to be one that you crafted yourself. And I don't know why I thought that, but for the longest time, that just is what I thought. So I never actually used anything in here or really looked super deep into it. But since I've had the time to do more reading now, I kind of looked at it and I thought, well, let's see what's in here. Let's see if anything's any good. And this one that I'm about to share with you is one that I think is pretty great. And kind of makes me start to really look into this book more and kind of think, well, why haven't I looked at this before? This would have been so much helpful if I had just actually looked into it, but well, I'm learning now. So this spell that I'm gonna share with you is their A Lucky Mug of Coffee spell. So the supplies that you need is coffee or tea, a kettle or your coffee pot, a teaspoon, and a favorite mug. And for the timing of this spell, you can do it whenever you feel like you just kind of need a burst of luck or strength. So, here's what you do. You add your coffee or tea bag to the mug, or you brew your coffee. Basically, you brew your coffee or tea, or make it with leaves or grounds directly if you want to read those later. But so basically, just make your coffee or tea. And when you're pouring your boiling water into the cup for the tea, or when you're pouring the coffee from the pot into your mug, say the words continuously. Luck, luck, lucky, pour in my life today, pour on me good fortune I do say. And once you've poured in all of the water, or coffee, or tea, or whatever, you can then stir it clockwise 9 times fast, and say the words, mix, mix, mix good fortune, so good luck I fix. Stir, stir, and whir, good luck come soon to my door and stay there forevermore. And once you've done mixing, drink your coffee or tea and say the words, luck, luck, lucky, I drink good fortune deep. Luck is mine and from me shines as I wake and sleep. So don't wash that mug once you're done with it for 24 hours. And you can use this whenever you do want to use it. And also, if you buy coffee to go, then you can just kind of swirl your container 9 times and repeat the words. Mix, mix, mix good fortune, so good luck I fix. Stir, stir, and whir. Good luck come to my door and stay there evermore. So I think that's a fun little luck thing. Now, of course, this is something that, the reason why I wanted to share that one is because it doesn't really require having to go out or get supplies or anything special, or you can just use it whenever. And, I don't know, I find it kind of fun. And when I used that next thing we know, my husband goes out to get some supplies, and he went to a local cannabis shop and went to go get just a few, just some stuff, just, you know, have fun. And he went to go pick up an order because they're doing pickup only right now. And he walked outside and kind of poked his head in the bag when he sat in the car and noticed that there was a bunch of extra stuff in there that he didn't order. And these were like distillate vape pen cartridges with like super high percentages of THC and stuff. And so he went to go knock on the door and let them know that he got a bunch of stuff in here that he didn't order. And they essentially told him since it had left the store, they couldn't take it back. And if they did, they'd have to just throw it away so he could keep it. So he got like $200 of free product due to a simple accident, and it was like the high quality, expensive crap too, which was kind of fun. So I'm not saying that that was a result of the spill, but I am saying that that was pretty great for any sort of coincidence to happen. So at least there's been some good things going on. And I don't know, I hope that maybe you guys can use that and get a little burst of luck, maybe. Or maybe get some inspiration to write simple little spells for yourself, because I find simple spell work is fun. Spell is the simplest. Oh my god, that sounded stupid. Yes, of course it's the simplest. But, So I like simple spell work because I find that it usually works, and I like to use it for just small things, for just little bursts of things. So whether it's things like that lucky mug spell, or if it's just a quick little blessing, I like it because it's just something that you can quickly do throughout your day, and I find it's usually simple spell work tends to be a lot more practical. Because while, you know, you can do like these 7-day long rituals where you spend like 4 hours a day working on it, and you're doing all this crazy stuff, and you're timing it exactly, and like, don't get me wrong, you could do that, and that can bring some wonderful results, but I think that really simple spell work tends to get overlooked by stuff like that, or people think that anything that's not your ridiculous 7-day ritual is somehow not real witchcraft, but I don't think that's necessarily true. I think simple spell work is a lot more practical and a lot more realistic for many people, and can bring about the results in many cases that you're looking for. Unless you're needing something absolutely crazy, but like a little burst of good luck, yeah, here. Put that in your coffee, drink it up. Have a good day. So, I hope everybody's doing okay with all of this. If I am able to, I will try to upload a little bit more frequently, just since I know, while there's not a ton of people that listen, it's nice to have the extra content during your time here. I know I've been listening to the other witchy podcasts that I listen to. I've definitely been getting on board with a little bit more, even just while I work throughout the day. And that's been really nice. My favorite ones that I listen to as well are The Witch Daily Show and Modern Witch. Those are my two big favorites for witchy ones. So if you guys are looking for other people to listen to, those are two that I would also very much recommend. I love them both. I guess I love them both equally, but The Daily Witch Show is nice because then it gives me something daily to listen to when I wake up. and start my workday. And then, of course, the modern witch delves a lot deeper into a lot of topics and really gets into it. And they always have like guests and stuff on, so you get to hear a lot of different perspectives from different people, which is super cool. I really like both, so I hope perhaps you can maybe, if you haven't listened to them, give them a listen, because they're pretty dope. Alright, so I'm gonna wrap this up for today. I've also been kind of rambling a bit. I actually wrote down a list of things to talk about for once. Hopefully it came across a little bit better and a little less disorganized, because yeah, I'm trying to improve at making these, and hopefully it's working. Alright, well, you guys have... hope everybody listening has a good day, and that everything is chill, and that if there is any issues going on right now with you or your loved ones, that it all gets better. Alright, I'll talk to you next time. Bye.